And actually, the failed trial that Nancy Davidson presented at ASCO, where they couldn't finish accruing to the trial of giving the LHRH blocker versus the oophorectomy, because women felt so bad. People didn't want to do the study. Hmm. And so people bailed out. So that trial accrued 180 of the 800 patients they needed back in the early 90s and never got finished.
I mean, I guess the same thing happens when women have hysterectomies, total hysterectomies, when they're suddenly have their ovaries taken out, they're suddenly menopausal. So I imagine there's a spectrum there. Of course, there's nothing you can do about it. Here, you take the injection. You could theoretically stop taking the injection and let your ovaries come back.
Correct.
When you do that, incidentally, how long does it take? Have you ever had to do that, or have you done it?
So
that must happen every time you take somebody off therapy.
Correct.
So let's say you have somebody on an LHRH agonist, and you take them off. Do they sort of bounce back and the symptoms get better in a few weeks? Does it take months?
It takes months. I mean,
it's like prostate, probably.
It's clearly not a few weeks. And, you know, it's clearly 2 to 4 months before.
Months. Interesting. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, I guess there's a big variation. I guess women who go through natural menopause, it sounds like there's some physiologic adaptation that maybe in a lot of women the symptoms get better. Is that what you see when it's done therapeutically?
I do think that's right.
Is that where your wife's coming in terms of telling you about it?
Yeah, you know, and I think that it's just interesting how different women go through the menopause and the symptoms. And that's one of those things that's the
medicine cycles too. I mean, there's a lot of variation there. But the idea of trying it out, and then I guess if you're okay after a few months, it's pretty likely you'll be okay.
Right.
Watch their bones, just like you got to watch everybody else. Interesting. Do you think when you add an AI and 41-year-old woman on top of making her menopausal, well, now you're dropping her estrogen levels even more, way down with an AI, does that make them more menopausal symptomatic?
I believe I've had that happen in one woman. I currently have a woman who's in that scenario who's working, and either she's extremely stoic and she's fit. She's out there,
she's, you know,
doing
things,
and she feels fine. Yeah, I mean, she says she has a few bone aches and pains, and she's done fine with the hot flashes. We did the Effexor for her hot flashes, and she did well with
that. You got to seriously watch their bones, too.
Oh, sure. No, right.
But the good thing is, at least what I've seen in the trials, like I know there was that Austrian study, you give them bisphosphonates, and you stop losing bone.
Right. And there's better and better bone therapies coming along. So I think that field's going to continue to get a little simpler and a little better.